Okay, let me try this again without having a laughing fit. Mimi here, just seeing what everyone's up to. Haven't really been doing too much, just reading my books and going to the library and picking up on the old knowledge of the authors and storing it away in my complex brain as to take it apart later on and figure it out. So I've been getting a lot of books like that that I'd like to try and figure out. And especially the one book I read, Identical by Ellen Hopkins. Oh, man. I can take that book apart and put it together again, but I do not even want to put no spoilers out here. It is just really, that book is just really messed up, and I just got through finishing the book. Not Begging for Change, Money Hungry by, what is her name? Money Hungry. Where is it at? Dadgummit. I forgot her name, but it's called Money Hungry, and the second part is Begging for Change, which is the second part of the series, which is going to be really good. And I'm also reading like two different V.C. Andrews books at the same time. And I'm also about to start reading The Mole People, The Dark Secrets Beneath New York's Tunnels. Like, you know, tunnels and train trestles where the homeless people and stuff hang out. And, and the other book is What's Left of Me. And it's in a, it's more like a psychological book. And, if I can talk this evening. The Girl's Guide to Homelessness, a memoir by Brianna Karp, is another book that I got. And I think I seen a segment of that on TV where she lived in a trailer and she was homeless and had to give away her dog to a family member until she got back on her feet, but I guess she decided to stay that way. I don't remember right now. If my brain is going in more directions than one, I'm wanting to go here, there, and everywhere. So, anyways, that's kind of like my rant. Just been doing a lot of reading. The weather's been nice. I can't wait till my other hole to get through at the library. That'll be real nice. I'll be real happy then. I'll have my other books, and, you know, I can read those too and get them read. And I just finished 33 Snowfish by Adam Rapp. That was a good book. A lot of symbolism in terms of if you take the title and apply it to certain situations in the book, you'll understand why the book is called 33 Snowfish. So, anyways, I think I'm going to go read a book, and I'll probably fall asleep. So, talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye!